are now listening to the GHG Podcast.
This is Lance Paul sitting here with Bryce Carlson, managing editor of Boom Studios, great comic company that's based in Los Angeles, California. How you doing, Bryce?
Doing great. Loving it. San Diego. Sun's out. Cool breeze. Cold drink. It's a good time.
Bryce has been holding down the bar here at the Hilton Bar quite frequently, I hear. So, Bryce, in case somebody doesn't know, obviously, about you, tell me a little bit about you, because you do so much. You're the editor of Boom. You've also had Hit, which came out recently, which is if you have that picked up, which is a great crime noir novel, somewhat based off some of your childhood stories.
Yeah, so, you know, I started working with Boom in early 2008, and I came in just as a temp, and I needed work, and I was excited to be doing anything that was in the entertainment industry, and that it was. I grew up reading comics, so I was like, oh, wow, you know, an opportunity to work with a comic book publisher is awesome, even on a temporary basis. But came in and they liked me and they hired me as an executive assistant. So I did that for a little over a year. And then once we started expanding, you know, the amount of titles we were doing with the Disney titles and Pixar stuff, we needed to grow editorial. So they came to me and asked if I'd be interested. And I was like, absolutely. Like, so throw me in, coach. And then from there, I just kind of put my head down, had a lot of fun working with Matt Gagnon and Mark Wade at the time, and the whole editorial team of just like learning the ropes of, you know, what it means to be an editor and how to work with a bunch of different creators. And then ultimately, when you know, Matt got promoted to editor in chief, they brought me in to the managing editor position. I've been there ever since, and now it's crazy because the company's grown significantly over the last few years. I mean, when I started there, it was, you know, a half dozen people in a little office, and now, you know, we've got a full team. I mean, my editorial team right now is 10 people, which is insane. And they're great. You know, it's awesome. I work with a lot of good people who are basically just family. I spend more time with them than a lot of my family, so they better be.
The nice thing about Boom is that, I mean, you're one of the number one, in I would say, independent comic companies out there. I mean, you're putting out books that are not only movie-related, Two Guns last year, but TV-related with, you have, which ones are out right now?
Sons of Anarchy has been doing really, really well, which is cool. And, you know, it's a mix of new and old stuff. You know, we do the Planet of the Apes license, just announced the crossover book with IDW for Planet of the Apes Star Trek, which is going to be awesome. I mean, people's heads are going to blow. I mean, just saying those two things in the same title is pretty ridiculous, so I love that.
Now, which Star Trek is it going to be?
It's going to be for the new.
Okay.
Actually, no, it's going to be for the old.
So it's Captain Kirk, we're talking Next Generation.
Yeah, it's going to be Kirk and Taylor, and it's going to be classic crossover.
Real cool.
Yeah. So it'll be fun. We'll figure out some kind of, you know, time machine or something. Make it all work.
Something will happen. Some phaser or something. But it's a big year for Boom this year. So what else? I mean, is there anything else you can tell me that's coming out?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been great. We've been launching a lot of really cool, interesting new series like Dead Letters with Chris Sabella and Chris Visions, The Woods with James Tynan and Michael Dylunas. And, you know, we've got, we just announced today, actually, that we're doing Escape from New York.
Oh, nice. Snake?
Yep, Snake Plissken. He's coming in hot with a mullet and an eye patch.
So now, is this happening before Escape from Hollywood or Escape from...
This is drafting off of Escape from New York.
Okay.
So that's the source material that we're using.
Kind of like Superman. We're totally forgetting like Superman 3. We're just going to jump right in.
Yeah,
there.
Exactly. And Chris Sabella is actually writing that one too. So that's cool. He's having a great year. I personally love him. I've known him for a few years now. And the fact that we're able to do original material and some cool licensed stuff that he's passionate about is a lot of fun. A lot of good stuff. We got George Perez's new book, a new original series called Sirens, coming out in September, which is going to be amazing. I mean, it's all George. George is writing, drawing, doing a million panels with a million characters, and it's just insane. It's so cool to be working with you know, a legend, a living legend in the business.
I remember he was announced last year, because he had a book last year. When he originally was announced at the Boom, and he had a panel on Boom.
Yeah, we announced that George was coming over to Boom, and so we've been working really hard on this new series. He's been doing a lot of covers and fun stuff, so he's like one of the coolest dudes in the industry. He's got tons of stories, super nice, sweet guy, and I'm stoked that, you know, we've been able to give him an opportunity to tell a new original story that he's really excited about.
It has to be amazing, because, I mean, obviously, you didn't go work for the Big Three or anything like that. You went for an independent comic book company, and you're working with some of the most experienced and talented artists and creators out there. How is that for you?
I tweet about this stuff sometimes, about how, like, I look at my inbox, and it's just, like, a dream come true. Like, it's just crazy, because, you know, regardless of how much I work as a professional in the industry, it's still like I take time to step back and like, wow, all of these people who I admire on a personal, just like fan level, I get to work with. And like, it's great that Boom's gotten to this place where, you know, we can offer something to anybody, and we do so much diverse stuff. It's like if there's a license they're excited about, there's a new original idea they're excited about. You know, like, there's been tons of people who are just like, oh, I want to do a Big Trouble in Little China. Okay, sure. Like, let's do it. So it's great. There's so many good people in this industry. It's why I love comics. It's not just the medium. It's also the people in it. You know, it's a very small, close-knit family, and everyone's great to work with. And it's good just to be part of the conversation.
And Boom is amazing too, because they give the creators so much more control than even the Big Three. I mean, I remember at the panel I was sat through last year, and I've talked to you over the years. I've known you for years now. That you always mention that, you know, these phenomenal artists come up to you guys because you guys give them so much control that they don't have that kind of control in Marvel or DC.
Right. You know, our editorial philosophy when it comes to new original content is to empower creators to tell the stories they want to tell. And we're not there to tell them how to do it. We're there just to help them, you know, tell the best version of their story. And so, you know, a lot of people are really, like, great and receptive and just like, oh, yeah, like, I love editorial feedback. And we're there to help. And at the end of the day, if a creator, you know, doesn't want to change anything, just has a strict vision, and that's what they want to do, that's great. You know, we're going to support them. You know, that's not going to change the process, because at the end of the day, we're going after people that we believe in, who we're excited about, and we want to give them, you know, everything that we have to offer, and also just give them a home where they can feel free to have a good time, because if you're not having fun while you're making comics, you're doing it wrong.
True story. So, good question. So, I mean, obviously, you've worked with such talented individuals, and obviously, you're a fanboy yourself. I mean, you grew up on comics. Give me your best time that you actually got, you know, that little nervous. Like, I met George Lucas one time, and he's the one person I met that I stuttered, I couldn't, you know, I had a cold sweat.
Yeah.
Have you had that with any creators that came over?
The first time I met Stan Lee was one of the most surreal moments in my life, because, like, Stan was in the office.
The man.
He was hanging out, like, at my desk. I mean, before that, you know, I'd already, like, been on phone calls and gotten emails from Stan and things like that, and that in itself is amazing. But actually having him in your everyday workspace and telling you stories about, you know, the Marvel bullpen and all these things that he's done over the years, the guy's just like a wealth of very entertaining anecdotes, and just he's an amazing guy, and he's still got it 92 now, like, so sharp, so quick-witted, or it's just like, I hope that in 10 years I have that kind of...
Well, I mean, he's been replaced by a robot, obviously. You heard that here. He is not a real human individual. He is a robot. I mean, what else so much he does? I mean, what books did he have? You guys had a couple of them.
Yeah, we did Soldier Zero, The Traveler, and Starborn. All three brand new superheroes that we worked with him on. Soldier Zero was Paul Cornell... writing, and then Dan Abnett and Andy Lanning came in to work on it as well with a couple different artists. Javier Pina was on there, Ramon Box, a lot of great, talented European guys. And, you know, Traveler was Mark Waid and Chad Harden, which was really, really cool, you know, time travel stuff, which, you know, I love time travel stories, so the fact that we got to do one...
Who doesn't?
That was,
Marvel really loves them.
That's true. And yeah, Starborn was really great. Chris Robertson and Kari Randolph, and actually Matteo Scalera was working on that one for a while as well, which, you know, all of those guys are going on to do really interesting, fun, new projects. So it was just nice to, like, have this opportunity to not only be working with Stan, but working with all, you know, this other, you know, vast, you know, wath of talent that's out there. It's just like, man, it was a really cool time and a really cool thing, because, I mean, Marvel and DC does superheroes. Like,
they do. You know, They've been doing it for a while.
No one does superheroes like they do superheroes. And so we're never obviously trying to compete. And we don't do a lot of superhero projects. But when we do, it's because they're unique. And this was like a perfect place where we had unique superhero titles that we can do. You know, we got 12 issues out of each one, which is, you know, amazing. And now it's like, it's nine trades that sit on the shelf, and we're all, you know, really proud of it. It was a cool experience.
Well, that's phenomenal. I mean, you got to think, too, so even the big three, they can't even hit 12 sometimes with some of their books. So that's great for independent Boom. But and now, are you guys going to go back to Boom, back to any of those stories from Stan Lee? Any chance of that coming up in the future?
There's no immediate, you know, plans to go back. We've got tons of new stuff that we're working on and publish. Every month, it feels like we're publishing more than we were the month before. And, you know, definitely this year in 2014, we're doing tons more than we did last year. And we're planning in 2015, pushing that bar even further and getting more stuff out there, because there's a lot of stuff we want to do. There's a lot of stuff we're excited about.
I can say my first experience with Boom was Nolan. Phenomenal book. Actually, Bryce gave it to me. First time I met him, he gave me Nolan to read and get introduced to Boom. Any chance of going back to Nolan? Anything happening with Nolan? Because I know you guys are expanding your film program.
Right. Yeah, I mean, again, no immediate plans for Nolan, and that's a book I hold near and dear to my heart. It was one of the first things I worked on as an editor. But yeah, Chris Gorak was really awesome to collaborate with, and I would love to do anything with Chris again. He's a great dude. Pierluigi Cothran is a good friend of mine, and I was happy that we got a chance to work together. But you know, if someone wants to do more with Nola, I definitely wouldn't say no. But yeah, there's nothing on the horizon, you know, immediately. But
so now, Bryce, at Boom, you have many hats you wear. Obviously, you are the managing editor, but you're a creator yourself. I mean, you had Hit, which was massively successful. It's a great story. Jeff, definitely check it out. It's a crime noir. Can you tell us any more? Tell us a little bit about that process of being able to do both, and then if there's any future in it, any more noir stuff coming from
it. Yeah, it was a trip, because I, you know, when I started at Boom, it was just in, and I was doing a job, and I wanted to be working, and that's, you know, what was important to me, and I didn't have aspirations of like getting in there so I could pitch my thing and like trying. It's like that never happened. It actually just. It was all a whim, really. I was talking to Ross one day about... We were talking about zombies, because that's what you do when you're in a comic book office. You talk about zombies a lot. And I was telling him about this short that I had written a while ago, because we were just like... You know, Ross has obviously come up with a bunch of cool little zombie stories and stuff, so we were just like bouncing off each other, and I told him this thing I had done, and he was just like, that's really good. I was like, oh yeah, you know, it was really fun. He's like, no, you should pitch that to Mark, which is Mark Wade was editor-in-chief at the time. I was like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe I'll talk to him. He's like, no, you need to do it right now. And he goes, Mark! He yells across the office. And I'm like, this kid who's just standing there, Mark Wade comes over. I got to cold pitch him on this zombie story. I never pitched anything a day in my life. And then I pitched it to Mark, and he was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. But I actually just greenlit a story that's exactly the same thing. But, you know, if you ever want to pitch something, let me know. And that was, like, really cool, because he didn't have to, like, leave that door open for me, you know, and it did. And I actually ended up pitching him the next thing, and he was like, yeah, let's do it. And I worked with him on it. And, I mean, it's wild that my first comics writing was working with Mark Wade as my editor. And from there, just, like, Ross was very supportive and was like, yeah, if you have an idea, you know, bring it forward. If it's something that you're, you know, really passionate about. And that's kind of the essence of Boom. It's like if anyone in that office can come in with an idea for something. And it could be a project to license. It could be something as simple as like, hey, what if we change the way we do this as a process? And, you know, everyone has a voice. And so I've been really fortunate to be a part of that. And the way it turned out for Hit is that, you know, I told Ross one day that, you know, I finally had something that I wanted to talk to him about, and I pitched it to him, and in the room, he was just like, that's great. He's like, the first thing you brought me was a fastball, like, great job. I was like, oh, man. And that was in 2009. And so...
So you pitched Hit all the way back in 2009, right?
I pitched Hit in 2009. We worked on it. I mean, obviously, having a full-time job, it was something I did completely in my spare time. And so we developed it. I did a ton of research over the years. You know, both just like reading and stuff, and I was the whole thing's inspired by, you know, personal conversations with, you know, former LAPD staff, and so it's just, it was cool to do it. It took a long time to get it off the ground, but.
But the hit's also a little near and dear to your heart, too, because it has something to do with one of your family members, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's where it all started, you know, hanging out at a Christmas party and hearing a story about, you know, this crazy time in the LAPD where they would just take matters into their own hands, and that was that. And, you know, doing more research, and I go into this in some of the essays in Hit about how, like, it was all this time where the special investigation section was started in the 60s, and so what I wanted to do is go in and tell, like, the Wild West stories of what was happening before that was an actual, like, fully sanctioned department and the stuff that was going on, just reading old stuff that was happening. It was a wild time that even in the 50s you would have this vigilantism, like, happening in the streets of Los Angeles. And I had a ton of fun with it. Like, crime's always been my genre. Like, James Ellroy's Clandestine is the first book I ever bought with my own money for pleasure. And I shouldn't have bought it. I was young when I did that. It was probably not a good idea, but it was a huge influence for me and got me down the path of reading a lot more crime and mystery stuff. But, you know, finding Vanessa was really a blessing. Cause
and Vanessa is who for the
Vanessa R. Del Rey is the artist on Hit. And
she's up for an Eisner too, right? Isn't she?
She was nominated for the Russ Manning Most Promising New Talent.
Is that off a Hit?
Yes.
That's phenomenal right there.
Yeah. It was insane. She had never had any published, like, full length comic stuff before Hit. So it was the first thing that she did, and, like, instantly made a splash in the industry. And I was so happy because she's amazing, and she's just a lovely human being. And I'm just so happy because she's passionate about comics. She was working in animation at the time. And because of you know, Hit and someone giving her a shot to get into comics, she's been able to quit animation. She's doing comics full-time.
That's awesome.
She's doing a new series with us called The Empty Man. She's been nominated for the Russ Manning Award. She got nominated for Best Inker at the Harvey Awards. And I couldn't be more thrilled for her because she's literally living her dream. And just being any kind of small part of that has been awesome. She's great. She's great to work with and collaborate with. Incredibly talented, and we've been hanging out a lot this weekend, which has been fun. And we've got the pen and ink edition coming out in October.
Is that going to be releasing the whole thing?
It's the first two issues.
Okay.
So it's oversized, 11 by 17, so it's at, like, true artboard size. And it has commentary from me and Vanessa throughout the entire 44 pages of story.
And that's going to be out when?
It's going to be out in October.
And
last week of October, I think. It's $14.99.
Okay.
It's, like, I mean, it's a beautiful presentation. The Daymen pen and ink came out in, April? I don't know. It came out a little while ago. And that's been, you know, it's one of those things you need to see because it's huge. And you flip through it and you're seeing just the inks. No colors. The letters are still there so you can still read it. But it's more about seeing the raw
creative aspect
art and the commentary, which is great. So it's exciting because what a lot of people don't realize about Vanessa's work is that, you know, it looks great and Hit, fully colored and stuff. But when you look at her inks, you realize a lot of those textures and stuff, you assume they're in the colors. They're not. They're in the inks. They're in a lot of wash and different tones that she does all herself when she turns in her pages. So I'm excited for people to see that stuff in the raw because it's a book that can be a completely different experience in black and white.
Awesome. Well, before we get out of here, I mean, is there any – what's happening with Hit now? Is there going to be anything new from that, or do you have anything new you're working on?
For Hit, you can mention. Yeah,
of course.
So, it hasn't been announced yet, but the trade for Hit is going to come out in November, and it's great. We actually just finished putting it together. It's awesome. There's an original short story, a prose short story that I wrote in it called Bonnie that's never been seen before, that's only available in the trade, that kind of picks up the story a little bit. Vanessa and I are talking about some things, so there'll be some stuff announced later in the year. But you know, I guess what I can say is that you haven't seen the last for me and Vanessa working together.
That's great news, especially for Hit fans out there, and definitely pick up the trade when it comes out, and the 11x17. That's going to be amazing to see that work. Well, Bryce, it's been phenomenal talking to you.
Oh, it's been a blast.
We've known each other for years. It's actually our first interview doing it together, so that's nice to
What took you so long?
Yeah, I figured you keep saying no. What did I say? Anyways, Bryce is with Boom. Check out Boom. And wait, what is it? Are you guys still doing the saying? I am Boom. What is it?
Yeah, we are Boom.
We are Boom. They're still. We are all Boom. Keep following me. I'm Traveling Nerd, Lance Paul. And that's the end of the article.
And I don't.